Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. Fans can now support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. Please also join me on Facebook.com/Tantalizing Nature. For this episode, I will be reading two stories. The first story is My Neighbor Likes to Watch. I rent a cute one-story house. My bedroom windows face the back of my neighbor's house, where his bedroom windows face mine. We don't interact much, but sometimes I do see him through the windows. I don't really have a boyfriend per se. I have a few guys I have sex with on a regular basis. On this night, I was feeling a bit lonely and decided to invite one of my guys over. Each guy had something different to offer. One was great for going out. Another one was sweet and sensitive, making him great to talk to, which was not what I was in the mood for tonight. Instead, I called my bad boy. I could always count on him to give me exactly what I needed, sexually. He was busy until late and said he'd message when he was on the way, so I started to get sexed up and opened a bottle of wine to get me in the mood for some good-ass sex. I was standing at my vanity in a pair of matching lace bra and panties, putting on my makeup when something through the window caught my eye. I didn't turn around, but focused through the reflection in the mirror to see what I was seeing. It was my neighbor, standing at his window, watching me. For a second, I thought about turning around and slamming my curtains closed, but decided not to. It kind of turned me on that he was watching me. So instead, I turned up some music and started swaying and gyrating my hips while he continued to watch. Of course, I acted like I didn't know he was there as I continued to seductively move around in full view of my window. Just as I was really getting into it, my phone chimed. My bad boy was on his way. I completely forgot my neighbor and grabbed my red silk robe to wrap around me. I had just enough time to pour another glass of wine before he was at the door. I took a gulp and answered. His eyes hungrily looked me up and down, taking in my barely clothed body. I gave him a big smile and motioned him in. He followed me to the living room, where he sat on the couch. I left him there while I went to the kitchen to top off my wine and grab him a beer. I handed him the beer and turned on some seductive music to get us in the right mood. Turning back to him, I straddled him while he drank his beer with one hand and began to caress my ass with the other. The music was just right to start moving my hips back and forth. I could already feel his excitement through his pants. He untied my robe, giving him access to my body. I felt exhilarated while he enjoyed the view of my breasts and nipples showing through the lace of my bra. My nipples were hard and begging to be touched. He rubbed his fingers ever so lightly over my engorged nubs, achingly teasing me. He bent down to lightly suck and nibble at each through the fabric. He stood up, picking me up with him so my legs were wrapped around him. He carried me to the bedroom and sat me down on the dresser. My legs were dangling over the edge. From there, he went down on his knees and pulled my ass out towards him so he could push the little fabric of my panties aside and began lapping my wet slit. He knew just how I liked it. I grabbed his hair while he sucked my clit. My back arched, and for a few seconds, I couldn't even cry out as the intense waves crashed over me. When I opened my eyes, I saw him there, watching us. My neighbor was standing at his window, not even trying to disguise that he was watching as I was getting my pussy ate. I smiled directly at him as he enjoyed what my bad boy was doing to me. I couldn't help but be super turned on being watched. I continued looking at him as I orgasmed hard into my bad boy's mouth. After my legs stopped shaking, he stood up and lifted me off the dresser and pushed me down on my knees. I eagerly waited for him to unzip his pants and pull out his cock. He was turned sideways, giving my neighbor a good view of me sucking his dick. I made sure to put on a show, licking, sucking, and bobbing my head as I enjoyed every inch that I could fit into my eager mouth. I was really going at it when he abruptly pulled out, not wanting to spill his seed yet. He reached down, lifting me up, turning me around, and bending me over so my hands were resting on my dresser for support. Getting on his knees, he began eating me from behind. He licked all of me, delving his tongue in each hole. Just as I began to come, he stood up, grabbing his cock and slamming it in. Holding it there for a few seconds, I could feel all of him inside me. I felt so stretched and filled, and oh, it was so good. He began sliding his thick rod in and out, pumping a little harder and faster with every stroke. I turned my head sideways to look out the open window, and standing there in the dark, barely visible now through his window, was my neighbor, watching as I got pounded. He was slightly moving, like he was stroking his cock. I continued to stare out at him as I came hard on this other guy's dick. I was so turned on that one orgasm led into another. I heard my bad boy groan as he could feel the squeezing and pulsing of my pussy. "Damn, girl," he gritted out. After a few more pumps, he pulled out and turned me around and put me back up on the dresser. He got down between my already spread legs to suck my swollen pussy. He liked to stick it in when I was in the middle of coming in his mouth. It made me come so hard and long. I really enjoy what he does to me. It didn't take long for my aroused body to come again. He licked my juices, stood up, and gave me his thick, juicy cock. I wrapped my legs around him as he pounded my quivering pussy. I looked over his shoulder as he stroked the inside of me and saw my neighbor still there, watching. He slammed me harder and harder until I was screaming in ecstasy. He moaned, "Damn, I love this pussy." A few more hard pumps and he released his warm liquid into me. I love the feeling of a guy's pulsing cock as he's draining his seed into you. He pulled out and got dressed. He gave me a quick kiss on the cheek and showed himself out. Our relationship was purely physical, so I didn't mind at all that he left after. I actually preferred it. I sat back against my mirror, my legs still spread with cum dripping out of me. I knew he was still there watching. I was so turned on. I reached down and felt my dripping, wet pussy. My clit was engorged and sensitive. I rubbed it back and forth and around, dipping my finger down inside. I finger fucked myself for a bit, then took my finger out to lick the cum off. I slid my finger back in and slammed myself until I could feel the pulsing of my orgasm. I sat there a couple minutes before getting up and walking over to the window where I shut the curtain. That was enough for tonight. Thank you for listening to that story. And on to the next one, which is my dad's best friend. It's Saturday morning. I'm slowly waking up as the sunlight peeks through the slit in my curtains. I stretched my whole body, then relaxed, and lay there for about 5 minutes before getting up. Today was going to be a long day of fun. We were going to a cookout at my dad's best friend's house. I loved going there. The house was huge and had an in-ground pool, even though it sat on a lake. There was a boat, jet skis, and even a slide on the deck. Not to mention, I was extremely attracted to my dad's best friend. Of course, his wife was beautiful, kept in shape, and wore expensive clothes. She was one of those women you look at and know right away she has money and came from class. I would be completely embarrassed if he ever learned that sometimes at night I think of him when I pleasure myself. I imagine him coming on to me, telling me he's been wanting me for a long time, that he thinks of me when he's with his wife. I would imagine him telling me how he is dying to know what I taste like. Just thinking about that made my nipples tingle. Pressure began to build deep in my stomach, radiating downward between my legs. I knew the need was going to continue to build until I gave in. I slid my hand down between my legs and under my panties, finding my already engorged nub. I rubbed in a circular motion. I brought my other hand up to cup my breasts and squeeze my taut nipples. I was so turned on, it only took a few minutes to bring myself to orgasm. It was sweet and intense. I stifled my moans as the waves pulsed through. There was a little gush of liquid that flowed out into my panties. It took me a few minutes to calm my breathing and heart rate so I could get up and start getting ready. Looking at the clock, I had about an hour and a half, so I headed to the bathroom and I started with a nice hot shower. The water running down my body started to turn me on again. My body was in need, and I had a feeling this wasn't going to stop until it got what it really wanted. It wanted the real thing. My finger just wasn't going to do the job this time. A little frustrated, I left the shower and concentrated on getting dressed and doing my makeup. It took me forever to figure out what to wear. I must have changed at least 15 times. Finally, I settled on a cute yellow sundress that showed off my cleavage and legs. Underneath, I wore a bikini. Finally, it was time. My parents were finishing packing up the car, and my little brother and sister were already waiting when I got there. I sat back and put on my headphones. I wouldn't have to hear my family's chatter all the way there. The ride took about 3 hours, as this was their country home and not where they lived most of the year. We could hear the sounds of laughter and the smell of cooking food as we stepped out of our vehicle. It was a sunny, beautiful summer day that was perfect for a gathering. We walked around the house, following the sounds and smells coming from the backyard. My heart leapt as we came around the corner, and there stood my dad's best friend. They had gone to college together and had been in the same fraternity. He was standing at the grill, his muscular legs on display in his shorts he was wearing. I licked my lips, wondering what his package was like underneath. I almost forgot other people were there until my mother nudged me forward and asked what was wrong with me. Nothing, I stammered as I could feel my face burning a little. I looked up to see him looking at me as we made our way around to the back area. He turned to my father as we reached him. I watched as they greeted each other with a big hug. The whole family came over then, and we all said our hellos. It really was the perfect day. We swam, sunbathed, ate, and just enjoyed everything. The sun was setting, but the fun didn't stop there. We had a bonfire, ate some s'mores, and the adults started drinking. They seemed to be having just as much or more fun as us. As the night waned on, the younger kids were sent inside to bed. A bit later, my parents couldn't keep their eyes open and had to call it a night. I wandered inside and went down to their finished basement to watch some TV alone, since I wasn't ready for bed. It looked like my dad's friend and his wife were going to be heading for their room anyways, leaving just me. The basement was nothing like the basements I knew. This one was completely finished, like a second living area. I snuggled down on the plush couch and began flipping through the channels, looking for a good movie to watch. I decided on the old horror movie, Camp Crystal Lake. About 15 minutes in, I heard the door open at the top of the stairs. I was extremely surprised and elated when I saw my dad's best friend coming down. He smiled at me and said he was having trouble sleeping and asked if I wanted a drink. My parents didn't usually let me drink, but I knew they would be passed out, never know. So I said yes. He went over to the bar they had in the corner and poured us both drinks. His looked like straight liquor, while the other one he brought me looked sweet. He handed me the drink, which I slowly sipped. I was surprised at how sweet the drink really was, and that I couldn't taste any alcohol. He sat down on the couch with me, not too close, but close enough that I could smell his intoxicating cologne. "What's on?" he asked. "Camp Crystal Lake?" I stammered out. Why was I getting so nervous around him? I had known him practically all my life. That's a good one, he replied. Mind if I watch it with you? Like I'd say no. Of course, I said, giving him a sweet smile. I saw his eyes dip down before he turned his attention to the movie. I looked down and remembered I was still wearing my bikini and just a light sheer cover up over it. I was glad he was watching the movie as I could feel the heat crawl up my neck to my face. Hoping he didn't notice, I turned my attention away and gulped down my drink to help calm my nerves. After a few moments, I glanced over and he was looking at me. His eyes were so dark and filled with desire. Our eyes met, and I could swear he could see the same desire written all over my face. I had fantasized about being with him so many times that my body was reacting to being so close to him and alone. "You've grown up," he said. "Yeah, I'm not a little girl anymore." I couldn't believe I just said that. It was so suggestive and nothing like me. I couldn't help it though. Everything inside me wanted this man's touch. He gave me a sly, crooked grin that made him even more devilishly handsome. "No, you definitely are not." I could feel the alcohol I drank slowly relaxing me and making me bolder. I leaned back, knowing he could see my body well beneath the cover-up, with just the bikini covering me. He looked hungry as I watched him take in my body, the nervousness I had felt slowly being replaced with red-hot desire. He leaned forward, putting his hand on my knee. Close to my ear, he whispered, "I've dreamed about touching you." My heart leapt into my chest. Those few words sent my body into full need. I bit my lip and moaned slightly at the thought. That was all he needed to know that I wanted it too. He began softly kissing my ear while his hand slowly slid up my leg to rest on my thigh. I'm sure he could feel the heat coming off of me. I've wanted this for so long. He was the first guy I ever fantasized about. The couple guys I'd slept with hadn't brought me to this much excitement, and we hadn't even done anything yet. He kissed a trail down my throat, then up to my mouth, finally delving his tongue in. His kiss was soft, yet demanding, as both our breaths started coming out ragged. His hands slid up to touch me, causing me to moan into his mouth as he began to rub my swollen clit. I was so ready. It took me only seconds. I arched my back, releasing his kiss as the flood of ecstasy emanated from deep inside me, pulsing down between my legs. I felt the cool air on my nipples as he moved my suit aside. My nipples were hard and waiting for his mouth. He licked the engorged nipple before taking it in his mouth to suck gently with just enough pressure to drive me wild. He went from one breast and then the other. I couldn't wait to feel him inside of me. The orgasm hadn't satiated me at all. It had left my body desiring more. The pressure between my legs began to build again. I needed him inside me. He slid my suit to the side to run his fingers up and down my dripping wet slit. Oh God, I was going to come again. I bit my lip and groaned as I lost control. He moaned in my ear, sliding his finger inside me, feeling me pulse with pleasure. My hips instinctively raised to give him better access to the inside of me. He was driving me wild. His fingers slammed my wetness until my breathing started to calm. I felt a moment of panic, thinking he was done when he moved away, until he positioned himself between my legs, grabbing me, spreading me wide to give his mouth access. First, I felt his fingers spread me before he licked me slowly from my opening to my clit, where he began sucking. It was amazing what his mouth was doing to me. Every lick and suck was excruciating good. I cried out, gripping his hair in my hands as my hips bounced in rhythm to my orgasm. He hungrily licked my juices as they flowed into his mouth. Oh God, now I understood why my friends had said it was better with a mature man. My legs were still quivering when I felt something hard and slick pressed against me. It felt so good on my swollen clit as he rubbed it with the head. With one deliberate stroke, he entered me. Damn, you're tight, he groaned as he pulled out and slid it back in. Fuck, I felt myself stretched. He was huge. I looked up at him as he began giving it to me. He looked me in the eyes, grinned, and slammed it in. Oh God, I could feel my body climbing again. Every stroke brought me closer and closer until my body exploded on him. I cried out over and over as he slammed me. I could hear the wetness where our bodies connected. I didn't care if someone heard me. I couldn't hold my cries back. I don't think he cared either as he slammed all of him inside me. Oh, I felt so empty when he pulled out to flip me over onto my knees. He had me facing towards the back of the couch, which put me in perfect view of a full-length mirror they had on the other side of the room. He entered me slowly, burying himself to the hilt. He leaned forward and whispered in my ear, "I've wanted your pussy for so long." With that, he leaned back and began giving me what I needed, long, hard strokes. I could feel my ass bouncing as his body slammed against it. Stroke after stroke, he was bringing me back to losing control. He was so big and long that it hurt some when he buried himself deep inside. But that turned me on even more. My moans began to intensify as his strokes became more and more frenzied. I felt a sharp pain as he slapped my ass. It was sweet, though. My moans turned to cries as my body began pulsing and squeezing on his cock. He gave one last hard pounding thrust as he buried himself deep inside. With a coarse groan, he held himself there as he pulsed and released his seed inside me. He held himself there for a minute before he pulled out. I could feel his cum starting to leak out of my swollen, Yeah, very satisfied pussy. I was still on my knees and felt his fingers touch and spread me. I could see in the mirror that he was watching his cum running out and dripping onto the couch. Reality started setting in, and we quickly dressed. He gave me one last kiss, then left for upstairs. I sat down, couldn't believe that had just happened. I played it over and over in my mind. I might have said I dreamed it, that it was another one of my fantasies, but I could still feel everything he had done to me. I decided I better get upstairs and go to bed before anyone wakes up. On my way up, I wondered what it was going to be like when I saw him again in the morning with his family and mine. Thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature, stories by Nicole. Remember, fans can now support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. Please also join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature.